Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 628. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by our favorite person, Ryan Walton.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's the snow's almost all the way gone.
Mm-hmm. We had a little snowstorm.
It's a little winter wonderland, I think last week even.
Yeah.
When we recorded, it was already here. But it's almost gone now. Now it's just like muddy, nasty, where the ground had snow on it for a week.
Did you have to cancel a whole bunch of your job stuff?
We had to pivot a little bit, and I had some customers who were like, just come another day.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people don't want to be responsible for your death.
Yeah.
So it was definitely a little bit of a slower week, which was all right. This week will be the opposite to make up for it. So it all works itself out.
Yeah, we didn't go to work at all Wednesday or Thursday. And then Friday, we didn't go in until 10.
Oh, yeah. So you had a easy week, too.
Mm-hmm. But then when we did go in, I had so much stuff to do.
I mean, that's the downside to being off. People always want to be off. And I'm like, it just piles up.
Yeah.
I'd rather almost just go ahead and knock it out than I would have to come back and have 3 days worth of work.
No. Now, did you get out there and do anything in the snow?
No. I'll never get out there and do anything in the snow. Also, I don't think it was the right kind of snow. I kept seeing on TV that they were saying it was a dry, like loose snow, and it really wasn't made for, like, you're not going to be able to make a snowman or anything of any caliber with it.
Yeah, I've seen a couple snowmans, but they didn't look good.
Yeah. I will say, after we had the snow and then more snow the next day. And then after that, everything kind of started to thaw, which was on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day everything turned into kind of like ice. It was just crunchy and hard. That's still what's left in a few shady areas around here, like crunchy, hard, packed down snow.
Yeah. So I went out there and cleaned the driveway off. I already pre-salted it. So it was pretty easy. Cleaned the cars off, didn't start any cars up, just wait till tomorrow morning. They called it saying, we're not coming to work. So, okay, why? I go outside and look and see there's more snow everywhere all over the driveway. I'm like, damn it. Because I didn't salt it because I've already swept all the salt off.
Yeah.
So I go out there and do it all over again. I was like, oh, I got to start the cars up. Started my wife's car up, got hers, like trying to warm up, go to my car. It doesn't start.
Mm.
You know, I have a hybrid. Well, I have hybrid, half gas. I'm like, okay, what the hell? The battery should automatically jump start no matter what. Would not start. I'm like, oh my God. So I grabbed the jumper cables. I don't have a jump box. So I meant to buy a jump box, but didn't buy one. Usually get the jumper cables, try to jump my car. It's dead. And my battery's in the trunk. So I just had to pull right behind it. But I undo the battery, which they tightened the battery up for like so bad. I had to get my impact to get the screws out and take it down to O'Reilly's, have them, because it's the closest place, and put on the chart. They wouldn't just test the battery. They're like, oh, we got to charge it up and see if it's fully dead. And I'm like, okay, how long is it going to take? 2 hours. Okay. Do you have one in stock? Yeah, we have one in stock. Wait to 2 hours. I call them up. Yeah, come on down. I come down there. They don't have it. Someone already bought one.
Cool.
And then there's Advanced Auto Parts right down the road. Well, let me see if they have one. Nope, they don't have one. Then I go to AutoZone. They don't have one. Even further down the road. I'm like, okay, what the hell? The AutoZone calls around. Nobody has one at AutoZone. So I go back to O'Reilly's. Hey, does anybody have? Yeah, the one on 41A has one. I was like, I'm going to have to go all the way to 41A, which, you know, where I live is a good 30 minutes.
Yeah.
So I go there. They have two of them in stock, and I grab one, and they're like, we can install it for you. I'm like, well, the car is at my house. You want to come to my house? Live under
how do you think I got here?
Right. And then, so I had to do the change in $200 later, got my battery all good to go, but I had to install it like at 8:30 at night in the cold with flashlights, make sure it worked.
Like a full day too.
Yeah. Running around basically from 3 to 8:30. And then good.
They fix it though.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's fixed. But I put the battery in, got it going. And then I just left it because they said we weren't coming until 10 o'clock in the morning. I was like, okay, good. I'll just go out there in the morning and tighten everything up, get my tools, all that stuff. There's battery acid everywhere. Got my vacuum cleaner, my little scrubby thing, clean all the terminals or the stud, well, the clips up. But now I'm good to go. But I was, it's like, it was a good time off for the first day. The second day, it was horrible.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always stuff I can do to work from home. So even like on a snow day, I'm still doing stuff.
Yeah.
And so I'm still able to kind of stay in that rhythm. It's just, I get behind on appointments. But I'll tell you, on those days, it's like, I've been working out every day. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I hate everything about it. Those days in particular are extra hard because like I'm not leaving the house.
Yeah.
My office is like out behind my house. So it's like I'm home all day on those days. And then it's like I have to just force myself.
Mm-hmm.
I always have to force myself, but it was extra hard on those like 2 days where I didn't leave the house to like, I don't know. I hate it so much. And then I'm like, I think there's a part of me, it's like, it's not even really a snow day if I still have to do this dumb crap, you know?
Right.
Like I'm not even getting a day off. Now, the thing about me is anyone who goes to the gym, which is not me, will tell you that like you should take days off for rest.
Yeah.
I don't take days off because I'll quit. I'm just one day away from quitting at any given moment. So
right.
I can't take a day off because I'll just won't ever do it again.
Mm-hmm. It would take a year and a half to get back into it.
Yeah. So I'm 53 days straight working out without a day off. Now I'm not like, I'm doing cardio stuff mostly.
Yeah.
I started sprinkling a little weight training stuff in, but it's mostly just cardio. Trying to work my core a little bit, lose the gut. But I do the Peloton and the rower, and then I do weight. So I do the rower every single day, and then I rotate the Peloton and the weights.
Mm-hmm.
So I do two things every day. It's usually about 30 minutes of work. I'm not killing it. That's what's so pitiful about the fact that I have to force myself. It's only 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Which in the scheme of things is not very much time, but that's how much I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the worst part of those 2 days is the whole day because I can't just get up and do it. I have to spend the whole day dreading it and acting like I'm not going to do it. And then I'm trying to do it at like 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Then you have to shower after and then it's 9 o'clock and there's the whole situation.
Actually, would you take a 2-hour shower?
No. So what I do is I work out and then I sit around upset that I worked out.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I cool down. I don't like to go from hot right into a hot shower.
You said at 7 o'clock, you take a then you go to 9 o'clock, you're at the shower. I was like, what?
Yeah. So if you work out, if I work out 7:30 when I'm done, usually 7:45, drink something. And I probably watch an episode of a show. Then I'll jump in. I feel like I don't get the most out. I like a hot shower, a hot steamy shower. And I can't take that if I'm hot.
Yeah.
I'd be like ready to throw up.
Yeah, I prefer, like, if I'm sweating, I want a nice hot shower.
So I like to let that settle in for a little bit before I jump straight in. Mm-hmm. But it's going good, I guess. I'm down 14 pounds.
Nice.
Is that right? I think that's right. Well, let me math real quick.
So 53 days ago, you were 14 pounds heavier.
Hold on. Let me tell you for sure. Yeah. Yep. 53 days ago, I'm doing stuff that's putting muscle on, which I never did before. Before I only did the Peloton, which is just cardio. I have no doubt that I've put on a little bit of muscle though. So I've probably lost more fat than that.
Right.
My stomach's getting a little smaller. I mean, that's really the only area. I mean, I'm a thick boy no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
I think my stomach's the only place you'll even be able to tell. When I was real fat, my face was thick.
Oh yeah.
When I was tipping the scales.
Yeah.
I had that thick ass face.
Yeah, my wife even noticed it when
walk around face weight for me now.
Yeah, the one time she saw you a couple years ago, and then the last time she saw you when you come over to do the house stuff, she was like, "Damn, he's lost a lot of weight." And I was like, "Yeah."
Which is crazy because at that point I had lost the weight and put it back on when she saw me.
Yeah, she hasn't seen you. Saw me my skinniest in the last couple years.
Yeah, dude, I had a thick face, that Stay Puft face.
Mm-hmm.
You don't realize it, man. When you get fat over time, when you get fat slow,
yeah,
you don't really realize it until you see like side by side. Like when you see a picture of like you when you weren't fat, when you were, and you're like, damn, Well, face got fat.
Did you see what William Shatner does? He gains a couple pounds every year just to stop his wrinkles on his face.
Oh, yeah. He's filling it up with fat.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
He says he does 3 to 5 pounds every year. So he was like, yeah, I was like 185. Now I'm like 230. And as his older years, he just gains a little bit of weight to fill it up.
I like by the time he's like on death's door, he'll be a solid 340.
Yeah, he's close to 80, or he is 80.
He's old. Yeah, he's for sure old.
William Shatner is, damn, you know, he's 93.
Golly. Yeah, let him do what he wants. Mm-hmm. He ought to be drinking heavily and on a pack a day at this point. he's still acting too, which is crazy.
Yeah.
You know who else is really super old? Morgan Freeman.
Oh yeah, he is.
And he's still cranking it out too. He was just in, was it Lioness?
That was a good movie. That was a good show.
It wasn't bad. Shatner still looks good.
Yeah.
Why do you just have to want to keep working, right? He doesn't need to. So it's just that's probably what's keeping him going. I mean, if he sat at home, he'd probably be dead.
There's Morgan Freeman bald headed.
What's the age on him? He's got that bad hand now too.
Yeah. Cause he never shows it. He's 87.
87. Yeah. He keeps a glove on it. Cause it's, I believe he doesn't have use of it. I believe it's paralyzed.
Yeah. Nerve damage from 2008 car accident.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gloved up all the time. He's gloved up in that show.
Yeah.
I love Morgan Freeman.
Iconic. I love
William Shatner.
The iconic voice.
William Shatner was at the Nashville Comic Con that we went to.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that he was as likable as I thought he would be in person. He's extremely he seems like you could just go talk to him and have a full blown conversation like you've known him forever.
The 1 year I went, he was there. He had the longest line.
Yeah, he was extremely likable. I went to his panel and he just talked for an hour, not necessarily about anything. And he's very comfortable. He knows who he is. I think his fans know who he is. He was breath of fresh air, and he was old then.
Yeah.
My man stays old.
Yes, he does. Now back to snow real quick. Did your chickens?
They won't come out with snow.
They walk out, look, and turn around and go back in.
Yeah, so they have a covered area outside of their coop.
Mm-hmm.
And so it doesn't have any snow in it. So what they'll do is they'll walk all the way to the doorway and they'll get on the doorway and they'll look out and then it's back up. Now, once it gets to where, once the snow yesterday, it was the first time they came out, the snow had retreated far enough back. It's still all in front of their coop back there because they don't get a lot of sun where that's at. But they just ran through there out into the grass. But they don't, I get it. They don't want their feet cold all day.
Right.
But they're out right now. They're actually under the office here. I hear them chirping.
I'm not surprised. I don't hear any of them. Oh, no, it's a rooster. I don't hear.
Yeah, he's not gone off yet, but I hear the chickens chirping, doing chicken shit, whatever it is they do.
Yeah.
Nothing amazing going on. Little work. Didn't play anything other than Party Animals all week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's not true. I did the Astrobot levels.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So level 1 and 2 are out. I did both of them. They're not speed runs. I'm a moron. Night before I was playing. The second level, I think, hit on the 20th. So I think it was yesterday I was doing it. But anyways, I'm rushing through it and I keep dying and I restart. It restarts you when you die.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, 3/4 of the way through, I realized that there's no bird. So the speed run levels have a bird. A blue bird and a red bird. There's no bird. And I was like, I think you just finish this is all you have to do.
There's no timer.
So I slowed down and just went to the end. And that's literally all you have to do. You just have to finish it. Hmm. It does keep track of time, a speed run time, but I don't see that there's now maybe you do have to be so fast, but when I went slower, it was still quick, I guess, but I got the bot. So I don't think that you actually have to go fast.
Was the bot cool though? Was it good?
They're okay. I'm having mixed emotions. I love Astrobot.
Yeah.
I wonder at what point they should just stop, though, and just let that game exist. Because I mean, if you haven't gone back and played Astrobot since it came out, you're going to have a platinum at 68%.
Yeah.
And I love free content. I'm all for it. But like me having to go back once every 3 months for 5 speed trials, I don't think that's how I want to remember Astrobot.
Right. And then you won't get as good as you were while you played it.
Yeah. No, they want to crank out those holiday levels.
Yeah.
Like that Christmas level, that open world thing. I'm all for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know. They're good. The levels are well done.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I need that still in my life. It did get me thinking though. I wonder if they could do an Astrobot Maker. Because the levels seem, especially these levels, seem like they were put together with an editor. Like they seem like you just go and grab your parts and slap them together.
You probably have fun with that.
Oh, I would have fun with that. I think that would be super cool.
Did you start something?
I'm going to finish it. I'm going to see it out. I want the platinum. You get a platinum for getting the bot from each level. There it looks like there's 5 total levels, so there'll be 5 new bots. So far, the first 2 bots have had a accessory as well, so that means there's 2 balls to get as well.
Oh, cool.
So I'll keep going. You haven't done it, right?
No, I've not played it yet.
You've done everything except it, right?
Yeah.
So you did the first speed run set, then you did the holiday thing.
No, I have not done the holiday. I've only done the speed.
So you've got a fair amount too. The holiday level's awesome. It's just one big open world.
Now, you got something in the mail this week.
Oh yeah, I did. I've been waiting for this. I ordered it on the show. You guys know it's been a long time. The party animal stuff came in.
Yeah.
The figures, the couch. It's all real. So that's nice. I was worried about it being knockoffs because it came off of AliExpress.
Mm-hmm.
I did 2 things. The first and easiest thing is to see who manufactured it. If the packing looks legit. So I checked to see who manufactured the ones that are sold on the legit websites. It's the same manufacturer. I know that they would copy that if they were going to put a fake out. There's no audience for fakes.
Mm-hmm.
Like Party Animals is not like Mario. There's no audience for fakes.
Yeah.
So then I literally just did, somebody had posted high res images of one of the characters that I had bought. And I literally just went side by side looking at the box. I did not open any of them. I went side by side looking at the box and it is dead on. Like there's not a single thing out of place. If it is a fake, it is the best fake I've ever seen for a game that has no following.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty confident that they're the real thing. And they're almost the real thing price too. So the whole reason I ordered them from there versus the real place is the shipping for the other place cost more than the characters.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of them. I got the set. I'm also curious. I don't know if you've ever disputed anything from AliExpress. That living room set looks like somebody sat on the box. And I thought about disputing it.
Because
I don't think they'll make me return it.
No, they'll let you keep and probably give your money back.
Yeah, so I thought about doing it. It legitimately is smashed. And I thought about keeping everything in the box, but that thing is destroyed. I think the contents are probably okay. Yeah, so I found somebody that had high-res images, and I went just side by side like that. Just like what you have pulled up now. And it's all perfect. So if they were very expensive, I wanted them. I got them. I'm glad I have them. I had planned to open them and set them up. I am unsure now because the packages for the characters were all perfect.
Just the
living room setup that was smashed.
Yeah, here's the box right there. So was it smashed like long ways or?
It's smashed like someone set on the top part where the flap is at.
Hmm.
So from where it says kit under that all the way to the top is smashed.
Oh, that sucks.
From the front. So it's like half of the box basically. And I think scroll down a little bit. All right. I got those 5 you see right there. Those. So it's Coco, Underbite, Macchiato, Nemo, and, Harry, not Harry. I can't think of the goose's name right now. Harry's the duck.
Are you going to get the other guys then?
So I don't know. That's the next thing is, do I buy series 2, which is Otter, Cow, Gorilla, Bunny. I mean, they're staples. They're staples of the game. You can't play a match without seeing them. You know, I don't know. They're very expensive. Those are, do they have a drop down for like the full set? Scroll up. There's a, this product can expose you to chemicals, including DEHP, which is known in the state of California to cause birth defects. That's a weird thing to have on a part animal figure, I guess, because it's PVC.
Mm-hmm. I want the box. A little damage on the box.
I wonder why that one box is a different size. That makes me uncomfortable.
A little damage on the box.
I would be okay with that amount of damage. My living room thing is very damaged.
Yeah, I told you about the two Dragon Ball Z stuff I got from them things were like destroyed. The figures inside were good, but the boxes were goodness.
That's my assumption what's going on here. I didn't open it, but I assume the product is fine. But I should maybe go ahead and do the refund on it.
I would.
Because I could put that money towards the figures I don't have. Now, what I'm not going to do is I'm not going to continue to, like, if they continue to put them out, I'm not going to buy them all.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure, certain I'm going to buy Series 2. I don't have unlimited space. I love Party Animals. Party Animals is not a game that I think will be around in 20 years or that anyone will give a shit about. They won't have any resale. I don't plan to ever resell them. I just don't know that I need 150 of them. You know, I think the ones I have now are good.
Now, what if they did like a special character, one like a special costume of somebody?
Yeah, if they did one that I play with often, like I love the owl, the blue owl. If they put the blue owl up, I probably would buy it, but I think I would just buy it individually. But yeah, so that's it for me. Did you play anything?
Yeah, I actually did a little bit of Fallout 76, but I played Road 96.
I think I saw that on there.
Yeah. I played that.
It likes to tell me, like you more than anyone, it likes to tell me what you played. You're always number one on, I guess it's probably alphabetically. Because I don't really have that many friends on PlayStation. It's really only people I know. And you must be the first one, because on my news, you're always the one that tells me what you played last. Like without clicking on anything at the bottom, it's always you.
Yeah, so I played that, beat the game, went through all the chapters, got a lot of the trophies. I'm down to two. I need two more, so I have to go back and replay it. But you do a new game plus, so you get to have all the stuff. And actually, when you go back through, the story changes a little bit.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. So you start with you start out one way doing one thing, then you do the new game plus and you start the game with the original first character that you are, but a different side character in the game that you meet. And I'm like, okay, this is different. And so I'm only like two sections in on the first chapter. It's a pretty interesting game. Your choices do determine what happens in the game, like big time. And you have to do certain things to see if your character dies or not. I had the first character die. And then I did four, saved four, and then I had a character die. And then I saved two more, and then a third one, and then the game ended.
Did you enjoy your experience overall?
Yeah, it actually is a really, really good game.
Yeah. It's on the, you know, it's on a tier, right?
Yeah. It's one of the, it was on last month's PlayStation. Or something. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It was last month's free.
It was last month. And I played, like, I would play the characters differently. I played how I thought the character would do or how the game wanted. Then I played how I wanted to play it. And second time I died, I played that way because I just wanted to see complete opposite of what your thing the game wanted you to do.
To see, you're trying to be agent of chaos.
Yeah, just to see what would happen, to see the different storyline.
I've really the last several years fallen into like trying to play the character the way the game has set the character up.
Mm-hmm.
I really try to do that for everything.
It's a good game. I would recommend if you've never played it. It's about teenagers crossing the border, and it's a made up country. It's not America or anything like that, or Europe. There's a lot of different characters in the game that you deal with, NPCs that have storylines that dive into each character. You come across the people multiple times. There's like a little nerdy kid. It's a hacker. You come across him, different ways. There's a truck driver, a cop, another little rebel girl, her. You come across her several different times as you're playing different people.
Did it give you like a, was it a, why can't I think right now? Telltale vibes?
Yeah, it has a Telltale feel to it. This chick is hilarious. Sonya, she's a reporter.
The art style gives me Telltale vibes as well.
Yeah, definitely the Borderlands.
That's good.
The bikers were pretty cool. They were funny. But it's a good. I'm gonna go through and beat that. We'll get the two trophies, the platinum it, then I'll figure out what I'm gonna play after that. I might jump into the Astrobot thing because I got a new story on Astrobot too. That's it. Fallout 76. The new season will start in March. I guess that would be a good time for you guys to jump in. Start over, and so I can give you all your stuff so I can free myself up with some stuff.
You still packing everything around?
Oh my, yeah. Well, I had to clear up my storage box to save all the building plans for you guys and all the serums and stuff. All right, so you want some news now?
Yeah.
All right, so a few things. I was doing other stuff this week, so I really didn't get to attention to a lot of the news out there. January sales, top January sales for US. There's some, here's the list here. Number five was Minecraft, which is crazy that Minecraft's still selling. And there's two little asterisk things beside that does not include Nintendo sales.
So it's likely even better.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2 was on there. Call of Duty was number one. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 was number one. Madden 25 was number two. Hogwarts Legacy was number nine. People jumped back into Hogwarts and Helldivers 2. Astrobot was number 12. Elden Ring was 15. Mario Kart 8 was 17. It Takes Two was number 20.
Yeah, it's weird to see it on there.
Yeah.
I like how Mario Kart 8 is on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it doesn't include digital sales.
Does not include digital sales.
Right. And that game is on the list at 17. So it would be interesting to see where it would have landed. Same thing for Donkey Kong.
Yep.
But especially.
And the Nintendo stuff. Yep.
Especially like Mario Kart. I feel like that game continues to, if you get a Switch, you pick it up.
Yeah. That, I wouldn't be surprised. That was actually number like seven or something like that.
Yeah, me too.
All right, next little news bit. PS Pro added Astro's Playroom in a new update. So there's a new update on here. You get two new balls.
So Astro's Playroom is the one that came installed on the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you should definitely go do it if you have that on your system.
Yeah.
I caught up on everything with it before. Before Astrobot came out, I caught up on everything because remember, they did those exclusive bots.
Yeah, so it says the little machine, you get the PS5 Pulse Elite headset and the Pulse Explorer earbuds. Those are two balls that you get.
So you get the PS5 and then you get those two add-ons,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Sweet.
That's right, cool.
Next one. Xbox, Phil Spencer, some Xbox, Phil Spencer said that he's given up on trying to convince Sony and Nintendo players to switch to Xbox.
I think that's not their path anymore.
Yeah. He was talking about how 30% of the fees that they sell, Nintendo and Sony will take 30% of whatever they sell and they get the other 70.
Yeah.
I
think they're just at a point where trying to convince people to go to Xbox is just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of in a bad way. You know, they just haven't got games out quick enough and Game Pass is what it is. But you've seen that Netflix model fail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They have got to be everywhere and they have got to just be okay with that 30% going, and they should be a very successful company if they exploit their back catalog the right way, but they have got to have something on the back end. Like they got to have these new games ready to go.
Yeah. The new games are where it's at. And to my old games, Xbox is exploring an AI to be able to play older games on the new systems, the newer systems. And it's called Muse AI. And they want to find ways to, you're going to use this AI software to help find ways to get original Xbox titles onto the newer systems that they are having problems with.
Yeah. When I think about AI assisting a game, on a remake or to get something playable, always I'm reminded of Grand Theft Auto and how terrible that though that AI collection that came out was.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that there's a place for this, but it's got a long way to go.
Yeah. I mean, you say it all the time that people will want these old games, but that they'll want to play it and want to play it. They'll get it and then they won't play it.
Yeah. I would love to see some data. You know, they obviously know way more than I do. I think people do clamor for these. I think there's a loud minority of people who want these games, but I would be shocked if anyone past those is like, man, I'd like to go back and play the first Fable. Like, I don't think you do.
Mm-hmm.
I think you might, the nostalgia makes you want to. I think you'll boot it up. I think you'll start it. And I think you'll be like, this looks like shit. And I don't remember it controlling bad.
Right.
And that's not a shot. It's all those games. The reason people go back and play like Nintendo games is because the art style will always be charming.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what's not charming is a PS1 game. They look like ass. N64 games, they look like crap.
Yeah, go look at Tomb Raider from Tomb Raider 1 to the new Tomb Raider.
Yeah, I don't think people... I know everyone says they do. I know there's people right now screaming at that, or however they're listening, they're screaming at their phone. I'd go back. I'd play. Yeah, you will for 5 minutes. You will. And you'll love that 5 minutes. I won't take that away, but how much are you willing to spend to do that?
Now, we're not saying all games are like that, but there's a lot of like Crash Bandicoot. Look at how the art style was from then to now. There's probably a few that you probably would play through because that's you really, really love that game. But one out of what, or five out of 1,000 or 300 games.
You know, but there's not enough diehard fans of most franchises to make that worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Like your diehard Crash Bandicoot people go back. Well, how many people is that?
Yeah.
When's the last time in casual conversation when somebody plays video games, somebody's like, I'll tell you what I'll miss, that Crash Bandicoot. You know, I played Crash Bandicoot as a kid and I loved it. I didn't play the new stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was a time and place for me. And I think I'm good on it.
I don't
mind new stuff, but like if they put too much money into, which I assume they're not, which is why they're having AI look into it. But, you know, to me, this is not going to bring a player base in.
Right. I have like original Xbox and PlayStation and PlayStation games of games that are not made on the new gen. They were not on 360 or they're not on the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PlayStation 5. They're not on that. So I have them just to have them. I mean, I have not played them, have not turned it on, but I have the games. I would love to play them on the newer systems, but with newer interface and newer graphics, but I know it's not going to happen.
And people may buy them just to have them. I don't know, but it would be my assumption that these are not going to tip the scales. Now, if they could figure out how to do it cheap and without too much human oversight, then I get it. But if they have to invest a ton of money, I don't know that I see it.
Well, Microsoft has a ton of money to invest in, so we'll see. All right, next little news item with same with the Xbox. Xbox has a sale. Buy one, get two free on their Xbox store. And people are complaining about the games. You're getting like the top tier game is free and then a bunch of crappy games. You have that are for sale, but most of them have already been free at one time. Like on Game Pass.
Yeah, a lot of people complaining about a sale.
Yeah. And also, I don't have on here, but GameStop has gone back to do buy two, get one free. They haven't done that in apparently months.
Well, you know, the all-you-can-eat shrimp put Red Lobster out of business.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful. I don't understand people complaining about free crap. I mean, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're wanting to get rid of their old inventory like they've been doing for years. It's nothing new. All right, some Nintendo news. Nintendo is discontinuing the My Nintendo Gold points to an extent. I never used gold because I never really bought a lot of the content on there. My silver points coins have expired because I didn't get enough on there to use them. I don't buy enough on Nintendo to do it. So people are saying because with the Nintendo Switch 2 coming out that that's why they're doing it. They don't want people like saving up the gold to buy these new titles.
Yeah, that's my assumption is that it's because they're not going to translate it over to the Switch 2, so they're just going to go ahead and let it go.
Yeah.
I have gold coins because I've bought some stuff on there, but I don't care that this is going away, I guess I should say.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't say if they're going to expire or not. So as of right now, so you'll still be able to use them.
They expire. They do give a date.
Or a year, right?
Yeah, I think it's a year.
I'm talking about with this new system they're doing, they're not going to.
I think it's March of next year.
All right, so there's a little Nintendo news story from way back in the day. When Nintendo was making the N64, Squaresoft, or Square Enix, turned into Square Enix, tried to convince Nintendo to go to disk-based instead of cartridge-based. And Nintendo was like, no, we don't see the CD-ROM doing... it's just too slow for to ever make a game system. And they wanted to do it for the Final Fantasies, because the owner, the makers of Final Fantasy, said that he felt like the Final Fantasy would be a good movie game. But Nintendo was adamant they were not going to go to CD based.
I could be wrong, but I think they prototyped this, a disc based version. But I mean, Nintendo's mm-hmm. still in 2025 sticking with a cartridge.
Yeah. I think good for them. I mean, sticking to their guns on it. Now CDs have completely changed. Now they're a lot better than they were back in the day. All right, some just random gaming news. Sea of Thieves has a new system coming out. A new season. It's called Wild Things, and it have a huge, huge Megalodon shark in it. We haven't got.
Yeah, it looks like a Megalodon with coral reef growing out of it.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the trailer because it's crazy, but it's they're keep on going. I thought it would be pretty cool.
I love the idea of Sea of Thieves. That game is not ever going to be fun to me if we don't have purpose when we play.
Yeah.
If we get on and we're like, hey, we're running missions, like, yes. But if we just get on, we're like, we're going to sail the open seas. I'm bored.
Oh, and this lady's got a cake and she's got a pig as a pet.
Pig companion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like I said, I would love to play that game if everybody wanted to play it. But
okay. Pokemon news, Pokemon Go news. Monopoly Go maker is in talks to try to buy... Pokemon Go for $3.5 billion.
I don't know how much money Pokemon Go continues to earn, but in my mind, we just need to know where to sign.
Yeah.
Like if I get Hasbro, is it Scopely? Scopely? That's yeah, who Scopely. Makes it, right?
Yeah. They made Monopoly Go.
I've played Monopoly Go for a long time now, over a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it makes a ton of money. I'm sure they have the money to pay for that. But I don't know a single person that still plays Monopoly Go. And I know a few people that were really hardcore and they played a lot longer than most people I know, but they've all have hung it up as well.
Well, I said they made $2 billion last year.
Yeah. So if they made $2 billion, I'd be curious to know what it costs to keep it going.
Right. But they also bought Marvel Strike Force and Star Force. Or Starfleet Strike Command,
yeah,
for $5 billion. I wonder how much if they got their money back on that. But we're looking at maybe tying it all together. Another little news: Call of Duty. They are going to be bringing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to Call of Duty, and it's behind a huge paywall. So you don't get all the turtles at once. You basically have to pay $20 per turtle to unlock their skin. And then Splinter, if you want Splinter, you got to pay another $10 on top of the $80 to get Splinter. So $90 in total to get 5 characters to play as.
I mean, Epic's been doing this for a long time. I mean, I don't know what to say. They're expensive as hell to get them in Fortnite, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love the turtles. I don't know that I need them in Call of Duty.
Yeah. Fun, though. Minecraft has introduced a new Dungeons and Dragons. It's a new quest from Dungeons and Dragons, a new DLC coming. Minecraft's still popping DLCs out. I'm not a big Dungeons and Dragons fan, but the costumes look cool and the creatures.
They do. I'm also not a D&D guy, but I think that it looks cool.
All right. There's a Minecraft experience coming to London where you actually go to like a whole Minecraft cave. And in the video we're showing, the people are getting these little blocks that they use to that lights up and you run around and do certain things. You interact with the walls and TV screens.
If you're young, I think that'll be awesome.
They're showing adults here. I wouldn't mind just going this one time. I'd probably only go once just to see it.
What's in London?
It's in London. So if they did it in Nashville, I would go just to check it out.
I don't know that I would, because I feel like it'd be overrun with children.
I get it. I would just want to see live action. Like he's stepping on a little square to.
Yeah, it's cool. It looks neat.
The orb of interaction is what it's called. It basically works as a pickaxe, sword, home, and sign.
It's like a smart cube, yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's a little thing. Nike is going to be releasing some Donkey Kong shoes. They're not officially licensed, but there's these little shoes. On the bottom, they have coins. They have a banana peel. It's got the Donkey Kong, a little fur on it. The check is in a Donkey Kong style. The box even has a little Donkey Kong-ish.
Why not just go ahead and do the deal with that?
Don't know.
To me, that's weird. If you're going to lean all the way into it, people are going to call them that. Like, why not just?
Nike's always done this, though. Nike's have made shoes, not collaborated with the company, and just dropped it.
Yeah. They're Air Maxes. They look all right.
If you're a shoe collector, that's something. Or a big Donkey Kong fan, that'd be cool.
If you just handed me those, or I saw you wearing them and you said, what are these? I don't know how long it would take my brain to put together what those are. The insoles give it away more.
Yeah.
But the shoes themselves, I don't know how long it would take me to understand that's what they're going for.
Yeah. If you want to look at their Air Max Ones, Nike Donkey Kong, and if you just Google search, you'll see that. In Call of Duty Black Ops 6, a little map they did, and inside the map you're playing in a skating area, and apparently they teased a Tony Hawk 3+4 announcement coming. Here's the photo that's in Black Ops.
Just a sign shows the logo says 3/4/25.
Yeah, in a skateboard shop. And it has the Tony Hawk logo right on top of it.
We're not far off of that.
Yeah. So you're Tony Hawk fans. Now since March 4th, Tony Hawk even replied with eyes. So 3+4. I don't get the.
It's Tony Hawk 3 and 4.
Or it's the date 3+4, the date maybe, because it's coming out March 4th.
I think it's 3 and 4 because they did 1 and 2 together.
Okay.
So I think that's what it is.
All right. Dune Awakening, the game that looks really, really good, has a release date and have a release review trailer coming out. The game's only going to be $50. It's not going to be a $60, $70 game.
It's either they know their audience, they know their game, or it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things.
Yeah, it's going to be $50 May 20th.
Price. You know, that's what led to a lot of Astrobot's success, is that it was the right price point for that game.
Yeah, I think some games like that, $29.99 is a good, good price.
Yeah. This article says the most ambitious survival game ever made. And then it's only $50. It's like, that doesn't add up.
All right. Assassin's Creed Shadows is going to have a canon mode. It's going to give you the option to decide to whether if you want to go play as play the game canon, or do you want to play as normal or as the new style where you just basically just run through cutscenes and your characters don't make decisions and it impacts the game.
Yeah, canon mode ends the way that they wanted the story to go.
Yeah.
Without your silly decisions. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Epic Games has released the name of a cheater that had a big Fortnite tournament. for like $4 million for the winner. And it released the name of the cheater, his gamer tag, his name, and they made him do an apology video. And they donated all the money to a charity that he did win, because they took the money back.
Yeah, I think it's satisfying to see somebody cheat to get punished and for that money to go to a good cause.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm second place, I'm a little salty.
Yeah. I was like, damn, I could, if he didn't cheat,
that should have been mine. If he wasn't in there cheating, that would have been my money.
Yeah.
But
he wasn't. Yeah, all right. Now some Lego news, a couple of things. A little bit more news on the Lego Game Boy. That's going to become the little Game Boy set coming out. The little trailer has on there saying October 2025, and it's only going to be like $50.
$59.99. Yeah, so people complaining though about the price for what they assume it's going to be, which I think the leak shows that it's a game, like a Game Boy and a cartridge.
Yeah.
I see people complaining about the price.
I don't see why not. I mean, $60 is a good price for, I'm surprised it's not like $100
cost. Yeah. So I bought the, we talked about it last week. I bought the soapbox downhill.
Mm-hmm.
That set's like $60, $50. I don't think it was worth it.
Yeah. I mean, hell, you got the Nintendo, you put me in the Atari set and you put the Atari together.
The Atari set's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's so well done. It's so good. That set's definitely worth it. But the downhill, the boxcar racer, first off, it looks awesome. It does launch the cars, which is probably what you're paying for. You put your cars up there, you push the little lever in the back and it shoots them off and they race down the hill.
Oh, nice.
So that's probably what you're paying for, the functionality there. But the set itself is kind of lackluster if you don't have the rest of the city to put it in. I did buy the two double car packs that they have out. So it's the pizza car, the toilet car, the hospital bed car, and the airplane car.
Now you just need to get the hamburger.
Is it the toilet? I don't know. No, it's the fire truck. That's what it is. The toilet came with it. So it comes with two cars, and then I bought four others. So I have six cars. The hamburger car is the only one I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be honest, a lot of the ones that I looked at, they seem to be sketchy or they don't ship to the US.
Right. The next one, Lego's releasing they're doing another make and take event, and they're having a Formula One steering wheel.
Yeah, that's cool if you're in the F1. They're leaning hard into the F1 thing.
Yeah, it's going to be from March 9th to March 12th at 2 p.m. Is going to be in U.S. and Canada. Haven't announced the actual cities yet. I'll try looking for the cities and see where it was going to be at.
It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Next one, the Lego Fresh Prince. We're talking about the 10,000 votes at Lego Fresh Prince of Bel-Air set. Made 10,000. It actually looks really good. It looks like the actual TV set, the living room, and has the kitchen.
Yeah, it's cool. I think same thing, though. You give it the same treatment you gave Seinfeld and The Office and Big Bang Theory and those. You give it the same treatment. I think this would be a good set to have alongside those.
Oh, yeah. This one, I would like to get this. This is one of my favorite shows when I was growing up.
It looks good.
All right. Last but not least, I don't know. This is not Lego, but it is Lego. Mattel is doing their own bricks.
Yeah, it's called Mattel Brick Shop.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you feel about it. I mean, Mattel makes Mega Blocks.
Yeah. And
so I think, go ahead.
It's weird. Where was it at?
So I think most people, that is the biggest concern.
There it is. Here's the link. I was going to say, looking at the brands, they have Jurassic World, which Lego has. They have Frozen, Lego has.
Lego has it.
Wicked, Lego did a Wicked set. So they've cars, they don't do WWE, Hot Wheels, Barbie, little people, but some of these sets they've done, like Lego has sets out there.
Yeah, and even if you pull them back, and I'm not shitting on Mattel, and I know people love Mega Bloks.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to do the sets as well as Lego did.
No.
So to me, like the idea that you're going to pull back like Wicked and do your own. Like, first off, I don't think the Lego Wicked set looks very good, but I don't think yours is going to be better.
No.
Jurassic now, Park's it might be interesting to see what they could do with Barbie and go after that Friends market.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels, you know, I don't know what you could do for it. You're going to build, I guess you could build the cars in a bigger size.
Mm-hmm. Ray Track.
Like the way they're doing with the Technic stuff. Like Uno to me is not there. Little People, I guess I kind of get, but it's like you could do Brickheads, I guess, with the Little People style.
Is it Brickhead style with the WWE characters?
Yeah, and you could do all the Little People because they partner with all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Same thing with Monster High. Like I could see them going after that Friends market.
But Thomas and Friends.
I guess like if they did a big like Thomas, like I don't know. I don't see a ton here where I'm like, uh-oh.
But if you look at the bricks, I mean, they are literally Lego bricks with just Mattel with on the studs.
But if you've ever put together
a Mega Block,
Mega Blocks just doesn't feel as good. I'm just not. First off, I don't understand this. If you own Mega Blocks, I don't understand why you're creating a whole nother, unless you're trying to say like this is our high end. Now, I will say Mattel's high end lines, like as of late, have been very good.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm curious to see what this is. I'm not against a set that's not like I'm not against buying something that's not Lego. But it just needs to be good if they're going to do it.
Yeah, I've signed up for it. I just to get to see what's going on with it and to keep if they do something. I mean, I'm a huge but I was a WWE fan. I might buy some WWE stuff on here. Hot Wheel. Maybe there's a cool car or something like that. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. I'm not against it.
Not me neither. All right. But that's all I had for today. Got anything else you want to talk about? Or
that's all I have.
All right. As usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/GameStitch. Contact me on social at @game_stitch. At Whole Effing Show. This is episode 628. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.